This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its special intensive revision SIR exercise of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that, in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, the bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Joy Malia Bhakshi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of the Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll body's reply that Aadhaar cannot be used as a proof of citizenship, the top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check the citizenship under the exercise. The Apex Court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter-affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will reach Thiruvananthapuram today for a two-day visit. The Union Minister will address a meeting of the ward committee office bearers from seven revenue districts of the state. Mr. Shah will also inaugurate the party's new state headquarters at Thiruvananthapuram during the visit. By evening, the Union Minister will go to Kannur to have a darshan at the Thaliparambu Rajarajeshwari Temple, and from there he would return to Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India is on the right path to becoming a trusted economy, a reliable partner in the global value chain and a stable anchor in a volatile world. Addressing the CIIITC Sustainability Awards function in New Delhi, the Vice President said, "The world at the moment is in turmoil and turbulence. Global configurations show no signs of abating. Supply chain disruption is taking place in this disturbed scenario. Bharat is a prominent voice." Underlining the sustainable development credentials of India, Dhankar said, "Bharat is home to one-sixth of humanity and world's largest economy at number four, and India is the torchbearer of a development paradigm." He exhorted Indian industry to become the torchbearer of the green revolution by investing in renewable energy, green hydrogen, circular economy models and carbon markets. The Indian Railways has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Dedicated Freight Corridor Corporation of India Limited to enhance the train safety with the installation of artificial intelligence and machine learning-based inspection systems. The Ministry of Railways has termed this as a significant step towards adopting cutting-edge technologies to improve service efficiency and automate the maintenance of rolling stock. The MOU was signed for the installation of Machine Vision-Based Inspection System, MVIS, for monitoring the health of rolling stock. MVIS is equipped with technologies that capture high-resolution images of the undergear of moving trains and automatically detect any hanging, loose or missing components. On the detection of the anomalies, the system generates real-time alerts to facilitate prompt response and preventive action. India Meteorological Department IMD has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall activity likely to continue over northwestern part of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. It said heavy to very heavy rainfall activity expected to continue over central India during the next 4 to 5 days. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm lightning likely to continue over the northeastern part during the next 7 days. Heavy rainfall activity expected in Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand today. There is forecast for very heavy rainfall in eastern Rajasthan today. In cricket, host England were 251 for 4 against India, the Suns, in their first innings on day 1 of third test at Lord's. Joe Root with 99 runs and Ben Stokes with 39 runs were at the crease. The hosts recovered well after losing a couple of quick wickets early on. Indian medium-fast seam bowler Nitish Kumar Reddy struck twice and won over to dismiss both openers Ben Duckett and Zach Crawley. And that is the end of this news bulletin.